time to bring in the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. They're not weather forecasters. No siree. The appraisal guys at TQAG, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com, on the web. And ladies and gentlemen, let us get the weather forecast from, are you guys, are you in Virginia?
No, we are in Florida.
Oh, you're back in Florida.
Wait a second. I can't speak, so you're gonna have to just listen. You're gonna have to listen to Tim.
You sound like Brenda Vaccaro.
I know.
Well, thank you.
I know, and he's stressing his vocal cords, and I said, "Stop talking," but he won't.
Do me a favor, Greg. Hang up and go have some tea.
Oh no! I'll just let you listen to Tim Bloviate.
Okay.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Neither did I, but I'm glad he fit. Eight guy got in there.
I'm glad he got the bait in there.
All right, Tim. So what's going on?
Like, don't do that when you can't speak well.
That's right.
Too funny. No, we actually, and I think this is why Greg's lot has the vocal issues that he has. We were in West Virginia. We were doing actually some client meetings, which was great. Looked at a couple of collections, and then we attended the Viennese Ball. It's a fundraiser for the Wheeling Symphony. And while we were there, it was very close to what your weather is. I think the first couple of days didn't get above 11 degrees, and then you're just that bone chilling cold that we're not used to, and. We were there and attended the ball, which was just beautiful. It was a magical evening. And we, of course, saw a number of our friends that we told a small group of our friends that we were going to be there. But then there were over 400 people at the ball, and they all saw us. And, wait a minute. This is the wrong time of year. Why are you guys here? So
That's exactly what I said. What are we doing here? It's 12 degrees out.
You know how many people you're making sick talking?
Right, exactly. Stop talking. Stop talking.
So no, Greg, if you don't stop talking, we're going to hang up on you.
Right.
Okay, I promise.
So that was really great. And then when we left, of course, there was the snow, and it just was all the people, and luckily I did not get any of that because I think I was down with it. So hopefully it's not the flu. I think it is just from flying and being tired and staying up and partying. You know how Greg parties, so.
Right, and he definitely covered for you prior to when you were, you know, your whole Atlantic. There's a
quid pro quo here.
not just that.
No, that's not that. I know.
What people sometimes don't realize, they don't widen their lens sufficiently. So Everybody has sort of been mentally programmed, like, okay, it's a new day, so let's not think about anything that happened yesterday or even 2 weeks ago. And the fact is that you can mine a lot of good information from what happened two, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, or maybe just a couple hours ago. Yeah. So that explains that. But last night we got back on Sunday, and last night we got together with some friends of ours who are dealers, and they do they're dealers, but they also do big estate sales down here in South Florida. And we figured out it was probably about 4 or 5 years. We've talked, but we just haven't gone to dinner and got together to just say, hey, this is what's happening in our lives and in the market and what's happening. And it was a wonderful evening because it was a great insight into what's happening here locally. And because he's one of their company, actually, is one of the bigger buyouts, and they'll go in and they work specifically on Palm Beach and in the Palm Beach area, and talking to him about where the market's going and what's happening. And it was really fascinating because he said, yeah, you know, we're seeing, it's everything that we've been talking about in, you know, throughout the show, is certain furnitures are down, certain things are down, the buyers are, you know, dying, or the sellers are dying off, and the buyers are really not coming into, like, the young people are not coming in like they used to, and where the trends are going. And we were also talking a little bit about the online, because of just the more that is happening online and how things are being sold, and that how many items, like the high-valued items. 10 years ago, you would never see a $700,000 comic book up for auction in an online-only situation. And we've talked about this on the show, but it really, we were getting in depth with it. And the more that we were talking, and I told him I was reading an article about that this is the first time in the history, the world history, that two generations are downsizing at the same time. You've got the boomers plus the boomers' parents, and all of that stuff is coming onto the marketplace, and you have a number of millennials, the buyers, they don't want it. So there's a whole shift that's going on in the marketplace. It's kind of like what happened on Wall Street is, you know, this tumble of prices or of items. And the more that we were talking about it, you know, it just made me think more about where will all this stuff go, and where, who's going to absorb it, and how is that going to look in 10 years? Because even 10 years ago, we were starting to see this decline in the marketplace. But I think it's going to be a rapid decline as this huge generation, the baby boomers, who are downsizing and moving through. And I'm sure you see that at the Bargain Barn, and you see these trends and these different things that are happening.
Yes, definitely seeing that. But one of the things that I'm also interested in and just watching quietly is while there's a current group who basically they don't know what they don't want, so they think they don't want it. There's another group that is getting very interested in things that actually work. You know, mechanic. I'm not saying we're going back to the horse and buggy by any stretch.
No.
But
the utilitarian type of things that can be put to use.
There's a whole group that actually, and I am interested, like, what is going to happen in 15 years? I'm not even talking about the stuff. When the group that knows how to do things meets the group that doesn't.
Right.
I'm sort of fascinated. I think specifically of a 16-year-old kid who is, you know, just knows how to fix things, and contrasted with a 16-year-old kid who is, and I say this with all respect to everybody's different ways of life, you know, going to a really good school and learning good stuff, I'm sure, but doesn't have the vaguest idea how the thing gets from the, let's just say, the ground to the plate, or the wood block to the chair.
Right.
So that's I'm going to be real interested in that. But one of the things we are noticing at the Bargain Barn is how many younger people, just as an aside, who are interested in some of the stuff that's going in there.
Yeah, and we will see a little bit of that, but I don't believe that it's going to be enough to absorb all of the stuff that's going to be coming onto the marketplace. And when we were in West Virginia, there was interesting. Greg was flipping through the television, and there was an interesting thing that I ended up watching just briefly, and it was about what you're talking about, Jill, is that they're trying to get 16-17-year-olds, 15-16, interested in these trades of being a carpenter and a plumber and an electrician, because when you think about that whole generation and people who do that and handyman type of things, is that they don't have anybody that's coming up. There's no apprentice. There's no younger people getting into it. So they are bringing in these 60, 50, 60, and 70-year-olds that have done this to say, here, this is the trade that we did, and here's just to get them interested in something that might be a little different if they're not going to these schools or whatever is happening. But they do like to work with their hands, and they do like this sort of stuff. Is that they're doing this outreach because we are losing that whole segment of workers. And it's interesting because when you're watching what's happening in the society, that also reflects on what's going on in the marketplace. And it's all interrelated, and people don't seem to believe that or see that until it's too late.
Or until they say,
wait a minute, where'd it go? Until, or it's gone.
Exactly. Or until they sort of leave the cities, because you can't explain.
Yes.
But once you go a little bit out of a city, and again, dense populations in cities, so you certainly get the echo chamber safety and numbers effect. But
and
once,
diversity, correct.
But once you are sitting there with your washing machine flooding your apartment, and you don't know who to call, or it becomes interesting, and you are dealing with. The other thing is when you. I don't know if they should cover this on TV, but when you set them up side by side, typically the person who, sits at a screen most of the day, and the person who is out there actually making a product most of the day, one is happier than the other. I'll leave you to decide who that is.
Right.
one feels and has more of an attachment to productivity and therefore worth than...
Right.
It's just...
Well, because they can actually see the end product, as opposed to just, I know, and that's, I totally understand that, because I've kind of, we in our business have a little bit of a mixture of that, because in doing the appraisal work, and that's the great thing, is that you're actually out there, you're touching it, you're seeing it, photographing it, and then you sit behind the desk and have to assemble. But, we're fortunate because we can see some sort of product that, okay, this gets pushed out, this gets going here, this gets going there. And, for what we're doing and looking at the stuff and talking to the people, that's a whole other type of thing, which is great. And we had great opportunities this weekend because the client meetings that we had were working on just several different expert witness cases, and actually had an opportunity to meet up with an attorney that she's one of only two in the state of West Virginia that deals with same-sex divorces and custody issues and division of property, things like that. And she said it's fascinating because of just the types of things. And we were talking, she said, oh, you'd be surprised the type of things we see. I said, oh, no, we wouldn't. we totally understand what you're going through and what's happening. So again, the changes and shifts in society and what's happening.
Well, I would think that being, you've been doing what you've been doing for so long, that even the difference between same-sex auctions and opposite-sex auctions really comes down to the same thing. Everybody's concerned about their own self-interest.
Yeah, and that's it. And really, when we were talking, I said, I'm sure people are people, no matter what. They all have an inflated view of what the value is of things, and one side doesn't want the other to have an advantage or to get any more than the other. So I said, it doesn't matter whether it's men, women, married together, or men and a woman separately, whatever it is, people are people, and the way that works. And she said, yes, absolutely. And she said, that's what happens.
Yeah, and the one other thing that I want to throw out here just for as food for thought is there seems to be, at least in, the presentation of information, the sense that this has never happened before. This is
right.
And I would just... oh my God.
It's the same thing, but it's dressed up differently. And so when that happens, that's when it's, oh my goodness. And it's like, well, no, these laws have been there forever. And it's just, no, it's just a little bit of a change. And that's what, you're exactly right, Jill. That's what I find so funny is like, oh my goodness. And it's like, no.
It's like, there's actually a precedent. It's okay.
Right.
Find it.
We've been down this road.
Yeah, so many times. Anyway, with that,
it's killing me that I can't jump in here.
You're still making everybody sick, so we're gonna just end the show.
Right, so
okay. Thank you.
Drink your hot tea.
Feel better.
It's so hard to keep my mouth shut.
I am absolutely serious. Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Right, Tim,
good job. Greg, be quiet.
Thank you. And I'm going to take care of him.
Yes. Obviously.
All right, take care, guys.
Hey, you guys have a great week.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This.